Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, say yo!
Morning!
All right, we're here today, and we're going to do something a little different. We're going to go around the room, but we're going to check in with the people of the show that we don't normally check in with, who are big parts of the show, but they're not what we call tier co-hosts.
Yeah, tier one. They're not tier one.
I don't
want
to say tier one because they are their own way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like, not, like an official code. Like, it's me, Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox. Like, we're the guys that our microphones are always on.
Yeah.
Their primary role is not on air.
So they're right. Secondary.
So junior varsity. I don't know. I don't know what to call them because they're very important.
Yeah.
Just not on the.
They have other responsibilities.
What do you think we should call the secondary players? Abby?
I'm like more behind the scenes.
Call you guys the BTS crew?
Yeah, let's do
That's good.
Give me another two. If you give me another two, I might cry.
The BTS crew.
That's funny.
We'll go around the room, okay? Abby, we're going to check in with you first. You are so instrumental to this show because behind the scenes you do so much, from helping prepare the show to obviously answering the phones to helping me with 100 different things in the morning. You're up. What would you like to say this morning?
So what I did recently, as far as my guitar, I realized that the first one I had, it was way too big, which is why I was struggling. So I went to the guitar place and I got a smaller guitar.
Good for you.
Yes.
It's definitely, and make sure that your action.
Nice, Bones.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just a weird thing, but your strings aren't too high from like the fretboard.
That's what I asked them to. I said, please make it easy.
Yeah, because it's easier to push down.
I'll lower the action.
Yeah, and guitar's not easy, but I'm proud of you for staying with it.
Yes, and I have my first lessons this coming weekend.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
All
right.
I'm a little behind, but we got this.
As long as you're moving forward, you'll never be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Yes.
I made that up.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Recital in here, right?
Yeah, which I don't really know what that. Do you want me to play an entire song or what is happening?
Yeah,
like a solo.
No solos, because I can't even do that.
So I only need to know three chords, right?
You need to play a song and we need with the guitar, but you don't need to cheat.
Okay.
And pick the easiest song, okay?
Okay.
All right, there she is, Abby, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, let's move over to Morgan, who, again, has so many jobs and roles. Mainly, she is our head of all of our digital websites, social media. It is a role that is always constantly going 24/7. The hardest thing she has to do is look at the Facebook page, because holy crap, you come out of that thing traumatized. That's right, there she is. Here she is, Morgan number two. Go ahead, Morgan.
Well, it feels super weird, because when I started the show, I was 23 years old, and we were doing, what do 24-year-olds care about? And now, in just a few days on Friday, I am 30 years old.
Dang, that's crazy.
What are 30-year-olds?
I hated turning 30. I'll be honest with you.
I don't feel good about it either.
I hated
it. I'm not excited about this birthday.
I will tell you, the 30s are awesome. But I just hated turning 30.
They call that dirty 30?
I don't know.
No, but people say that.
You might. I don't.
It's not a clean 30.
30, flirty, and thriving, right?
Yeah, there's lots of rhymes, I think, guys. But I felt like my 30s, I hated turning that 30 because I was like, I'm just not. But my 30s were awesome. because, you know, I really felt, I knew my body. No, I don't know. That's what people say.
Started to get to know yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, I get it. What are you going to do for your birthday? Do you have any big plans?
Yeah, so I'm trying to avoid the fact that it is my 30th birthday, and I'm going to Disneyland to act like a kid.
A seven-year-old.
That's not 30-30.
Yeah. No, that's the opposite. Clean 30.
Yeah.
That's, what would rhyme with 30? That's
Mickey
the
30.
Mickey, Goofy,
30.
30. Ludo,
that's
30.
Nerdy 30.
What? Yeah, nerdy 30. I mean, kind of nerdy 30. Like yeah, but genuinely, it just feels so weird. I feel like I've really done a lot of my growing up on the show. Like, so much has happened for me in those 6 years that I've joined.
I feel the same. I've grown up a lot on the show.
Yes, we have.
Like fully. And next up, he is the guy that's in charge of all the sounds. If you hear something like a clip or even this music, he could really screw me over at any time. For example, he could turn this music down just like that. I'd be like, Ray, oh no, hell. And I'll be like, Ray, hit this clip. But here he is, our head audio producer, Ray Mundo.
Yeah. Yo. So this is really a follow-up. We had Dan and Shay in studio. They did the interview. And this is paraphrasing. But at the tail end of the interview, Bones was talking about, hey, man, maybe see you guys on the course, maybe golf with you guys. And so then Eddie, post-interview, goes, yeah, man, we should all really get out and golf sometime, to Dan and Shay. So it sounded like Eddie and Dan and Shay were all going to go do a threesome in golf.
Okay, weird term.
So I was just curious, did you guys text each other? And what's happened, really, with that golf?
With me? Nothing. Nothing. I know Shay plays. I've seen him at the golf course. Does Dan play?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, so you were just like saying something to say something?
Yeah. And Shay brought it up. He's like, hey, we should play golf sometime.
I think he was talking to me.
No. We were face to face.
Ray.
Eddie was included in the conversation. That's why I was fascinated if they were actually going
to play. I apologize because I know he said it to me, then went over to you too.
Yeah, man, because it was face to face.
Good. And so did you follow up?
No, we haven't. I don't even have his number. I don't know how to follow up on that.
That's funny.
Maybe I can get it from you. I can text him.
Nah.
No?
I mean, if you really want it, you can have it. But, okay. Ray, what's happening in your life, too? How's Bae? How's your wife?
Yeah, she's doing awesome. Working from home, so I see her a ton more than we used to. I got a little bit of getting used to, but we enjoy each other, so bring it on. I mean, she used to be gone when I was home.
He said that weird. He's like, it took a little bit of getting used to.
Well, let's be real. I napped during the middle of the day, and she's like doing Zoom calls, so that got a little getting used to. But yeah, I think we're fine. I think we manage it.
Okay. I think it's good because you go to bed at 5 p.m. Yeah. So now y'all actually do get time. Oh, my God.
They get along.
Somehow he talked himself into this not being good.
Right.
Raymundo, thank you very much.
Yes.
All right. Glad everybody's here. The BTS crew. Great job, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe like once a month or once a year or something. We'll check in with you guys. We get emails about this subject sometimes from wives, from parents, but almost never from the person themselves. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I love gaming. It's been a big part of my life since I was a kid. It's what I do with my friends and brothers and how I spend almost all of my time outside of work. I recently came to the realization that I have nothing else going on in my life.
Oh.
And I think it's because gaming takes up so much of my time. I don't have a girlfriend. I've been stuck in a job that I've been wanting to leave for years. I don't know how to cut back. So I'm just thinking of quitting cold turkey and getting rid of all my gaming gear. Is that a bad idea? I'm afraid if I just try to cut back a little bit, I'm going to fail. I just need to grow up and start doing other things. Bobby, I know you enjoy playing games. I wanted to know what you would do in this situation. Signed, Greg the Gamer. Greg, don't throw your stuff away because you're just going to end up buying it back.
It's going to cost a lot of money.
It is. It is. So maybe not in a day or a week, but you're just going to buy it back. So what I would do, this is going to be such a practical approach. It's not going to be sexy. You know, nothing I ever say is. I'll be honest with you. Practical approach. Figure out right now how much time you're gaming. Just straight up right now before you make any changes. Let's just say it's 1 hour a week. We'll just use this as a number. Okay? 1 hour a week.
Okay, it's a lot more than that.
But we're just going to need to block 1 hour. So you're going to go, I play games 1 hour a week. I'm going to cut it down to 50 minutes a week for this week. And in that extra 10 minutes, and that time can be whatever, I'm going to do this, and it's just about assigning times and goals. Keep it on your phone lock screen so you see it, and just meet your goals. And if you meet your goal, and you also play your game 50 minutes, and you're like, you know what, I'd still like to play a little more, then have at it. but it's about making small changes, because if you make a big change, it's going to feel so uncomfortable that you're going to hate it so much you're going to go back. It's like somebody training for a, let's say, running a race, and you're going to run a marathon. You don't go out and run 15 miles the first day. If you did, your feet would hurt. Your legs would kill you the next day. You wouldn't even want to go work day two. So you go and you jog a half a mile day one instead. It's a buildup. No need to cut all the gaming. I love it. I love that. I played this, it's like 3:30 this morning. I played some Madden.
Speaking of.
But it's just about, because you realize that there's things lacking in your life, how to actually prioritize them. Gaming's fun. It's awesome. If you can do it and it's healthy, go for it. But if you're finding that there's some places in your life where there's a big void, slowly cut back so it doesn't seem like a full cold turkey change. Cold turkey's tough.
Yeah, I feel like awareness is the first thing here, and you have that. So yes, pat yourself on the back for the awareness. And you said you wanted to grow up a little, and growing up would be, you know, not being scared of failing if you do. You know, my friend Bobby here once said,
say it.
Fail until you don't.
That's right.
And I like, Bobby, too, that you said the training for the marathon, because I've done that before, and there's a schedule, right? And you have, like, different runs that are, some are short, and then you get longer, and then you go back short again, and then you go longer. And so maybe you look at your schedule, and during the week, you have some shorter times that you play.
Full bender on Wednesday, though. 24 hours.
Let it rip.
Nonstop Call of Duty.
Not that, oh. But you give yourself a little more time, like, on a Saturday, or when you have some different free time. Like, build out a schedule.
I promise you can do it. Yeah. It will be hard. Nothing easy is ever worth a nickel. Wait, that ain't right.
Some close.
Yeah, it is. That's right. No, that's right. If it's easy, it's cheap. Who cares? Everybody can have it. It's only worth a nickel.
There you go.
Who cares? You got it, man.
Good luck.
All right, I'm flustered because I love gaming. And I don't want to tell them to stop because I don't want my wife to hear this. But
yeah, definitely don't.
But she doesn't listen to the show anyway, so who cares?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Greg the Gamer. Good luck, buddy. You can do it. All right, that's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
A guy reports a first date to police after she refuses to split the bill. He called the cops. He's like, wait, we're on a date. This date, we're supposed to split the bill. She left. She didn't split the bill. I need the police.
Yeah. Okay. No, you can't do that.
It's just weird to get the police involved.
Well, unless, like, there was a big fight. Maybe they were, like, swinging, what do you call it? Fisticuffs?
But there wasn't.
I mean, do they have a formal contract?
But no.
All right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, no.
I think that one is, if one of them leaves, the other one's just SOL.
Right.
And it could be either one of them. But yeah, they're looking for the police are just trying to ask her some questions now because he's filed a report.
Oh my God.
Because she left and he had to pay the whole bill when he had asked her, hey, we can split this evenly, right?
I wonder why this guy's single.
Exactly. It sounds like a real catch. So, Amy, you know, back in a dating world, sort of, whenever you do, what's the deal with you? Do you expect... I don't know. There are just rules now that I guess maybe aren't the same as they used to be.
No idea. Yeah, because it's very different from when I was early 20s. When I was dating, if I went out, traditionally,
the guy picking you up now, Morgan, because most times on a first date, you just go and meet.
Yeah, on the first date, I never let them pick me up.
Yeah, I wouldn't nowadays, but back then, yes, I went on a blind date and he came to pick me up. I mean, we have mutual friends, so that's safe. But
that'd be really bizarre if you know what they look like and they're picking you up. You just get in a car like the wrong Uber.
No, he
knew. Are you my date?
But he knocked on my door and knew exactly where I lived. I had no idea, what he looked like. There was no social media to check him out or stalk him before.
Make it sound like the Flintstones whenever it's that old.
What's the difference between when she was single then and single now?
Social media, the ability to...
Uber.
Google being so easy to track everybody down.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a lot.
Technology. You were married for how long?
Oh, almost like 17 years.
So you're in prison for 20 years and you come out. Things are a lot different.
Lots changed.
Yeah.
So now is Morgan your mentor, your dating mentor? It's different roles.
Yeah. I will go to her when I need advice. But I would say back then, I would always buy the meal. I think of a first date, I would assume the meal would be bought. But then later we can start to split.
I'm just going to be honest.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Be real honest.
What?
Fully transparent.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it real, real.
Okay.
Like, I should do the wallet grab.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what
you
would do.
You can do that whatever, but you're probably going to make more money than any dude you get with.
Mm.
And that's going to be probably a little hard for you. Mm. Because they're going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
They're not going to know, but you're a boss.
Well.
And that probably wasn't the case back then, too. And it's kind of intimidating to some dudes to be with a successful woman.
Well, then they're not the man for me.
Exactly. So, that's right.
So you're only going to date successful dudes?
No, I mean...
The men's for her.
No, they... I could date someone that has a different pay scale than me, but if, as long as they're okay with if there is a difference and they're supportive and want to support, we both can mutually support each other's careers Absolutely. And passions, then that's what I would be looking for.
But get it, if mama. Get it,
at
mama.
Any moment, someone
it's just going to be a weird dynamic. It is. It's good, and it's awesome because you've earned it and you're just going to be like, I could buy three of these meals. You should say that.
Yeah, no, I would not.
Morgan, you're paying for the first date. They usually do.
Yeah, typically. I do always do the wallet grab you know, entertain it. But I do like that they pay for the first date because then after that, you can start splitting it and go from there.
And even you can pay for some of them.
Yeah, like if we go to dinner and then we do drinks, I'll typically always even not even like allow them to pay for the drinks after. Like if they pay for dinner, I'm like, okay, I'm buying drinks later. But that's if we do both.
And so, but to do, and Amy, this is for you to know, because even I've dated since you have. I've been married for a couple years.
Yeah.
You only do the secondary part if it went really well. You would never go to drinks or to ice cream if it did, the first part didn't go well.
Right.
And you never commit to that before you go. Like, we're not going to go to dinner and then ice cream. You only go to dinner, and then it's like, hey, do you want to get, if it's gone well, right, Morgan?
Yes, that's exactly what happens.
Because the worst is like, let's go to dinner, then drinks, and let's go to Wild River Country and do some slide. And then you're like, you hate them 5 minutes into
when
it.
Do you go home, like in the movies?
With who? Them?
Yeah. So, like, say it's like, hey, drinks. It's going good. Dinner went well. Go home.
Not date one.
Individually?
Yeah. No.
Nightcap,
together.
They say?
So, on TikTok, I saw that you should not even do dinner first. Your first date should either be, like, coffee or, like, a happy hour, one drink minimum.
I hear
you. And that
way
you have an out, and it's not this long dinner committed type thing, but I don't know.
I would say, Maury, I'll let you go first. You're currently in the scene. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if I'm vibing really well with them over social media or like text message or whatever, I will potentially do a first date dinner. But if it's not and I'm just like testing the waters and I don't have much of a vibe, then I will do like one drink coffee date. It just really depends on the pre-date situation, how that's going.
And how excited you are to go out with them and how... Possibly you could, yes, that's what I was going to say. And also, if you're really not excited at all, sometimes I just drive by their house and I'd be like, yeah, I'm not good. I'll just keep going.
Really?
Yeah, I just.
That's weird. They see you.
Yeah, it's like, wave. Okay, that was it for me. Good luck.
Thank you.
You got this, Amy.
You got it, Amy.
I'm good.
No, you
can
do it. We know you can.
Yeah, have fun out there.
We know you can do it. Go and you just let you be you. Let it all hang out.
That's right.
No, I'm still, like, there's so much... I'm working on with myself and then also
Amen.
My kids and and career.
Wait, I feel like it's getting hotter and hotter.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Career.
It's not at the top of my list.
I got you, baby. All right, you get it. Okay. All right, thank you. And good luck to this dude for trying to get a woman to ever date him again if they ever Google his name.
Right.
Because he's calling the cops on this lady.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
There's a school in Houston doing some awesome. It's called the C.E. King Middle School, and they're doing a classroom called the R.A.K. Room, and it's called Random Acts of Kindness. And what they do is they get assigned these random acts of kindness. They go do and they present it to the class, and they get points for if their kindness is awesome, they get more points. And at the end of the year, they get to trade in those points for, like, shoes, basketballs, prizes, cool. Stuff like that. And the principal...
Like Dave and Buster's.
Totally.
Yeah.
Balloons, balls. And so the principal says it's awesome. It's making people like a lot more kind in the school. And they said that they really need more sponsors to donate, you know, all the prizes. And here's one of the sponsors talking about how cool it is.
I would love for somebody to come to my middle school and say, I believe in you and I want to help you achieve all your goals. And so that's what we're doing.
And don't be like, well, they're only doing it for prizes. Who cares? As long as they're doing it.
Exactly.
They're conditioning themselves and they're seeing the rewards, not only with what they're getting, but sometimes you do something nice for somebody, you realize, oh, that was just cool to do it. I mean, it would be cool sometimes to get like a basketball.
I mean, yeah, that's why we do things,
of course,
prizes.
Of course.
Yeah, I would say most of the kids look at it that way, or they turn into that, like when they're adults. And then there's maybe that one that's like, as they grow up and they start doing nice things, they're like, where's my prize?
Exactly. You know what? We'll take that too. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There are a few theories as to what's happening now. We have Lunchbox on the phone. Lunchbox is not in today. He called and he has COVID. So he was. I'm told he can say that. But before we called Lunchbox, Eddie said we're calling his lake house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't know if the phone was working at the lake house or not.
Wow.
Which was you saying...
He's not really sick.
Okay. So here he is. Lunchbox.
Good morning.
He's playing that up. He's playing that up, guys.
You can't make that up.
That's how I sound right now.
Guys, what do you think, Buzz? So real.
Let's just talk to him for a while. Let's just talk to him for a while.
Right, because he goes in and out of character.
About, you want to talk about the weather? You want to talk about what? You want to talk about the two lines on the COVID test? You want to talk about the Advil and Tylenol, the sweats, the chills? What do you want to talk about?
I believe you, for the record. I never thought anything about it. And then somebody whose name rhymes with spaghetti was like, he's probably... Take a little time off. Uh-huh. So what happened to you?
Oh, man. The youngest kid had, like, snot and stuff, and he was feeling bad, and the wife started feeling bad, and then I woke up in the middle of the night shivering, and I was like, uh-oh, and did the little swab in the nose, and I was positive, the wife was positive, and the youngest kid was positive. So, three COVID, one house, not bad.
What about the other kids?
They are negative.
For now?
That's so interesting.
Gosh. For now.
Yeah.
I mean, and the youngest has RSV and COVID at the same time.
Oh, my.
He's in an RV?
Oh.
No, he's not in an RV.
Oh.
RV by the lake. Yeah, by the lake.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Like, RV by the lake house. Okay. Well, I believe him. How bad do you feel on a scale of 10 being you feel awesome and 1 being just a real turd in the toilet?
I'd say about a 3. Because that's closer to turd in the toilit, right?
Yeah.
Understand that.
Yeah. That's pretty bad. Okay. Well, I mean, I assume you won't be back at all this week, so we'll see you next week. What's the rules on COVID now? I don't even know the rules.
I mean, I don't know what the rules are. I haven't looked up at the employee handbook.
Five
I think
days?
It's probably right next to 401k. I haven't read that either.
Okay. Well, get better, and we will wait anxiously for you to come back in the studio. We had a couple segments planned for you today that we're not able to do, and you probably don't want to do them sick on the phone, do you?
Oh, it depends what they are. What do we got? Is it like where you can give me a bunch of praise? I'm down for that.
Doubtful.
There is a segment. I don't know. If he's going to be cranky because he's sick, and it's almost... If I let him get on to something I know he wants to talk about and he's already cranky, everybody's probably going to get in trouble.
Let's give it a chance, though. Give it a chance.
Okay. Can you stay on?
Yeah, I can stay on. I mean, I'm just sitting here chilling at the lake house. So yeah, man. Nothing I can do.
Okay. Let's play Lane.
I'm out swimming in the lake.
That's right. Not like he's out swimming at the lake.
Oh, because he's on the boat. Yeah, he's not getting in the water yet.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar's nest. Lunchbox is on the phone with us. He has COVID. We did figure out what the protocol is. So when he has no more symptoms, he can come to work. But you have to wear a mask according to the company law for 5 days when you come back in, Lunchbox.
Oh, man, come on. That's legit. That's weird.
Well, we can put you in a different...
How am I going to bring my humor through a mask?
Oh, that's true. We should just put him in a different room.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's here, but he's in a different room. Yeah.
Sure.
No, forever.
No.
We need to build him his own room. Let him stay. Now, here's the thing. This is what Lunchbox is irritated about. Lunchbox does not have a company credit card. And he thinks he should have a company credit card. And there are people on this show that have a company credit card, and he thinks it's unfair they have one and he doesn't. And I know he's sick, I know he's cranky, but I was going to let him talk about that this morning. Lunchbox, go ahead.
I mean, look, we are in the month of October, which is 20 years I've been with the company. 20 years of dedicated service to this company, and I don't have a company credit card. I don't understand. Like, we were in Las Vegas, and I'm eating at this restaurant, and there's a couple other company people there. They're eating, and I mean, I'm talking like... people that I've never even, like, probably been here for a week. I mean, I don't even know what they do. They're not on the air. They're not on anything. They're not a CEO. They're not a manager. And I'm, like, about to pay with my credit card. And he goes, oh, dude, don't worry about that. I got a company card. And he flops the company card out there. And Scuba goes, yeah, I got a company card, too. And I'm, like, what do you mean you have a company card, too? I mean, how do these people get a company card? They're just, like, people. They're not 20 years in. Like, how do they not give me one?
So Lunchbox wants an iHeart company credit card. Morgan, do you have one?
No, I don't.
Okay, I don't even have one.
Yeah, no.
They don't trust
me. Crazy.
I don't want one.
Okay,
so... what do you mean you don't want one? You know how baller it is to, like, when you have a bunch of coworkers, you're like, I don't want that. Just put that in the company.
The thing with Scuba Steve, though, is he's executive producer. He's booking all kinds of things for people, like sometimes flights. Yeah. Like, he has a reason to have a car.
Scuba's never booked me a flight. The only thing he's booked me is in a homeless hotel in freaking Arkansas.
Well, he booked it, you know?
But... what would you ever use that card for, honestly, Lunchbox?
I mean, meals, clients, you know, artists, you know what I mean? Whatever they need, I'd buy them stuff.
Whenever you say, you know what I mean, we know what you mean. Because you're not having any meals, first of all, that would be work-related unless you make it up. And like, well, we talked about work for 5 minutes, so that counts.
I met a listener while I was eating.
Yeah. Secondly, when do you ever eat with artists and you say buy them stuff, what would you buy?
I mean, what are they? You want that jacket? You know what I mean? Like, oh, cool, man. Here's a gift.
You take him on a shopping spree?
What if I run into Chris Stapleton at the ball like Ray and he's playing pickleball and he needs a new racket or something, you know? His racket, the string breaks. I'm like, here you go, Stapleton. Here you go, play some more pickleball. I buy for him with the company.
First of all, there are no strings on pickleball rackets. Second of all, why would you buy Chris Stapleton a racket on the company? The company wouldn't buy him a racket.
Well, the company's making mistakes. Like saying, hey, you know what I mean? We got your back. You know what I mean? We see you. If you're in a pinch, we'll help you out.
Know what I mean?
I don't think the company needs to give him a credit card. I don't think the company needs to give me a credit card. They've never given me one. Does anybody else
hear? But how do these people that are like behind the scenes that, I mean, I've been there 20 years. Like, what do you have to do to get a company credit card?
Be responsible.
There you go.
That's
have
really
it.
Have
it. A need I've been for it.
20 years, that's pretty responsible.
You can't keep using 20 years as the only reason. I think.
Well, I mean, what else do you use? I mean, sort of like when you move up the corporate ladder, it's because, oh, I've been here 20 years.
No, it's not. It's because some people move up the corporate ladder in a year, and some people don't in 20 years.
After 20 years, I feel like I should be able to have a company credit card.
How about this? When you come back, make an official call and ask, like submit an email, an official way to say, I would like to have a company credit card. No jokes in it, though. Okay. Just see what the company says.
Like to Bob Pittman?
I wouldn't go to the CEO. I'd go to like
main dude,
our bosses.
Oh, CFO. Oh, go to Rich.
Who's all the CFO? I wouldn't do that either. I would go to like one of our bosses.
Yeah, I got that. I'll hit them up.
Okay, but all official. All, no jokes. I'm requesting this. These are some things I could do, and then let's read their response on the air.
Yeah, I'll email them individually, and that way we get different responses. See who, you know, maybe one bites, one doesn't.
That's like asking mom for something, and then she says no,
that's
go to
right.
dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. Scuba, do you think any chance Lunchbox gets a card?
Not a chance at all. The day you put your email on your cell phone is when you'll get a credit card.
That wasn't funny. No one cares about that.
Okay.
I mean, Does say something about
his responsibility. Yeah. The fact that he has to go home and fire up his laptop to check his email. You think you're going to give him a company credit card?
But here's the thing. I don't get as many important emails as you.
Yes, you do. You get plenty of emails for like voice requests and things that happen behind the scenes.
He
doesn't get it till like the next day or days later because he has to literally open up his laptop, go on America Online and get on the internet and then check his email.
You had mail.
I think someone's lashing out because I made fun of them for having a company credit card when I don't have.
Well, we hope you feel better. We hope tomorrow, if we talk to you, your COVID's feeling better, and we'll see you next week, I'm sure. We'll talk to you before then.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for guys for coming over and bringing me meals and all that. I can't wait to see what you guys
This
drop
is
off.
Your first day that's
sick.
We didn't
sick. Know.
I'm just saying. Oh, my
God. You want us to go all the way to the lake house and take your meals?
I mean, yeah, whatever.
And when have you ever brought a single thing to any of us?
Well, I don't remember you guys ever being sick, so...
I mean, his wife does have COVID, too. We should do a dinner.
Yeah, we should.
And the kid has COVID.
You know what?
Two other kids.
When I had COVID, he brought me food.
He did?
He did.
Okay, then you should be on it.
All right, you want Olive Garden?
I was thinking Ruth Chris.
What?
No, seriously.
Okay, stop. Okay. What do you want? We will send over a dinner tonight.
Yes.
What do you want? What place?
Oh, Ruth Chris.
Stop saying Ruth Chris.
Oh, my gosh. Be serious.
Be serious.
Okay, all right. There's a place, you know, it's over right by the station. It's called R. Chris.
R. Dot Chris?
Okay, Ray, just put him on hold. Yeah. Figure it out. All right, thank you. There he is. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby Bones and Studio. I am excited for you to be coming to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm just curious if you're going to be selling any merchandise at your show here at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, always. And, you know, yes, that Tulsa show, I'm going to tell you, it's the biggest show for me all year, meaning most tickets sold. And even when people say it's a sellout, usually there'll be like one or two or six single seats, meaning it's hard to sell single tickets. But most sellouts are like 98% or above. They just call it that. This show sold every single seat.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Like thousands. It's wild.
Wow.
That's a lot of disappointed people. That's what I hear.
I heard a lot of lonely people in Tulsa.
A lot of singles ended up coming. Yeah, that too. We always got a bunch of stuff there. I don't know.
Maybe they'll meet somebody.
It's not a singles event, everybody. My point was,
What kind of merchandise are you going to have there, man?
Some stuff.
It sounds like you got all sorts of lighters.
No, bongs.
Yeah.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
Comedically inspirational shirts. Stuff like that, Eddie. Okay? Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a reason why those Hallmark holiday movies are so popular and why they start like in the fall season, working into Christmas time.
Can I guess why?
Why?
Because people are looking forward to Christmas so much and they'll take any little nugget or nibble. They're easy to watch because you kind of know what's already going to... They're all thematically basically the same. And they're free.
Well... some of them now we have to pay for streaming services.
Sorry, Holiday Harmony. Yeah. Sorry, Amy's, you got to have a Max subscription.
It's on streaming on Max now. Yeah. But the study found that both men and women are more interested in watching romantic movies in the fall than any other time of the year because when it gets cooler out, humans need
cuffing season,
inner warmth,
snuggling,
cuffing season, mm-hmm.
And movies like that fit the bill and get them in the right mood.
You ever get cuffed?
What do you mean by that?
Morgan, you ever get cuffed and realize you're being cuffed?
I do feel like I get more dates during that season. It's like people are a little lonely. It's mm-hmm. a little cold out. They want to snuggle. I do feel like it happens.
You talking about like handcuffs?
No, cuffing season is for, let's just say it's cold and you don't want to be cold anymore. So for that reason, you find somebody else to not be cold with.
Oh.
That's very elementary version of cuffing season.
Okay.
But it's a thing. Yeah. So you never want to be cuffed. You always want to be the cuffer, but you don't even want to be the cuffer, really. You just want to keep it real. All right, what else?
Well, just a heads up. You might find this shocking, maybe not, but you can't trust everything you see and hear on TikTok.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to say you can, and I do. Go ahead.
The Washington Post did a whole story on it about how a lot of dietitians are even being paid there to say certain stuff, but they're not upfront about it because what happened was the World Health Organization, remember this summer when they put out that whole thing about aspartame? And then apparently soda companies partnered with some dietitians to like sort of say.
You mean paid dietitians?
Opposite.
Yeah.
That's what partnered mean.
Yeah. That's when you see somebody that says, if I write DK partner on a post by DraftKings, who's a massive sponsor, that's sponsored by, but it's like a friendlier language.
Yeah.
You know?
It really means they paid me to do this.
They paid me. Yeah, we're in an agreement. I do love DraftKings, though, DK sponsor, but I do love them.
Yeah, it'll say paid sponsorship, or you say hashtag yes, DK partner, or whatever. Yes. You DK by partner, the, what yeah. is it, Morgan, what is it called, FTC rules?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
It's supposed to be a rule that you have to say if you're getting paid to say.
Yeah.
Right, and so the thing is, they weren't disclosing who they were getting paid by. They were just acting as if they're dietitians giving you this helpful information. So point is, just triple check, double check. A couple of dietitians that I follow were calling some of these other dietitians out after, and they were so bummed because just there's so much misinformation.
I love a dietitian feud. Ain't no feud like a dietitian feud, boys. Golly. But to be fair, not to this, because I agree. There are times where I'll be like, this product's awesome. And I say on the show, this is not a commercial. It's like I have to do, not a partner, but I still love it.
Yeah.
And I'll do that on social media too, because I really want people to believe what I say, so I try not to get into that. But anyway, Aspartame's awesome. I've been just asking from my heart.
Wait, are you serious? I have it
straight up.
Hashtag
on the rocks. Yes.
Are you hashtag being paid by certain? Okay.
Not at all. All right.
Okay, so obviously one of Morgan Wallen's biggest songs is Last Night, and I love
It's like Beetlejuice. If you say it, it just pops up.
So I love when teachers get creative to teach students, because this is the stuff that would have resonated with me if I was a kid. So Faith McPeak, she changed the lyrics of the song to teach her third grade class how to do their times nine multiples, which, you know.
Times nine, it equals 72.
Here's a clip of it. It'll explain it better.
Last night we learned the count by nine, 27, 36, and 45. You told me 54, 63 were coming in.
Morgan Wallen's listening to it. He's like, 53 and 4. He's also using it.
He's like, I don't get it.
Hey, now I do. That's cool. Good for them.
I know. Just, you know, a little encouragement out there to get creative. Even if you're a parent at home trying to teach things, because math is really...
I'd have simplified that song even more, though.
Killing me.
Because I'd have been like, 8 times 9 equals 72. I wouldn't have done all the extra words. I'd have been too lazy. Right. I'd have just done the multiplication. But Eddie struggles with his still.
Mm-hmm, but my nines are good, though.
They are?
Yeah, you just kind of turn, you move the finger. So, like, give me a 9. 9 times what?
No, if you know it, why do I do that? Six times 4.
No, I need 9.
6 times 4.
My whole point is 9 right now.
6 times 4. I don't need 9.
6 times 4, 24.
See? You took like 80 seconds to get there.
I was stalling.
Yeah, 7 times 6.
I need 9.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Okay. I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Last month, as Tropical Storm Ophelia battered parts of eastern North Carolina, police in Greenville got a call from someone concerned about a dog that as the storm was happening and the waters were rising, there was a dog they had tied up outside.
Oh.
So the officer's like, all right, let me go. He found a small pit bull tied to a fence in the floodwaters. We're continuing to come up around the dog. The cop had to wade to the dog. That's how deep it was. Yeah. So think about that. If he's wading and it's to his hips, it's almost where the dog can't get its head out of the water. So he gets there just in time. He takes the leash, doesn't have to cut it. All he does is unsnap it, takes the dog, carries the dog to safety. Luckily, the dog, when dogs are scared, animals are scared or hungry or hurt, they're aggressive. Luckily, the dog was not. On social media, it blew up, obviously, because you see the cop during a storm going out to save this dog. I mean, it's the greatest story.
That's so cool.
It's the greatest story. And you know what they named the dog?
Noah.
Noah.
Oh, wow, because the ark.
Yeah, I made that up. But they saved the dog. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's called the Scandinavian Sleep Method. People are saying that it saved their marriage. So, if somebody kicks or talks or farts or snores, it's got to be hard and it affects your sleep. Or it could be you and it affects their sleep and their health could be bad because of that. So some couples have started to split into two beds or two rooms. Now, this is not quite that. This is something that the people who have been sleeping in different beds are saying is helping them kind of get back to it. Here is the Scandinavian sleep method.
No top sheet. Those things are absolutely useless for getting rid of that. And then the most exciting part is we're going to be doing the Scandinavian sleep method. So in Copenhagen, not once have I slept with one duvet. It is always two twins. And we sleep so good. No one's fighting over blankets. Nobody's too hot or too cold. But this is just absolutely the comfiest way to sleep. I 10 out of 10 recommend it. It could save marriages.
So you're in the same bed. but you have two smaller comforters. We call them comforters. She calls them duvets, right?
Well, duvet they're different.
Okay. They are?
Yeah, so a comforter is just like a blanket. There's no insert. A duvet is an insert that goes into, like, there's a, you know.
I don't know the difference. The, that's cool. I didn't
like
know
the
there were
feather
two.
Thing that goes inside and there's buttons.
We just call it the cover.
Okay.
Oh, I do. I guess I do. So it's same bed, but different.
Covers.
Different kind of like pods in
that
the same
sense.
Bed. That is called the Scandinavian sleep method.
Hmm. I'll try that.
Do you need it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the comforter hog?
Well, it's the four-year-old. He kind of comes in and
still?
Just takes over the bed.
So you need three.
About 2 in the morning.
How about you just get a lock and put on the door? That way you don't. Instead of.
I think he will knock for like 5 hours.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get over to Amy and get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call an ant that's a spy?
What do you call an ant that's a spy?
Informant.
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 That was the morning corny.
Informant.
Informant.
Informant. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Now, these are borderline.
Okay.
I don't know if something's wrong with them or something's wrong with me. So I have a whole packet of these.
Interesting.
And if I go, what's wrong with people? And you don't feel like anything's wrong with them, don't say anything back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we talked probably weeks ago about the guy who spent a bunch of money to get a lifelike dog costume so he could live in it and be an animal. And he would just live in the kennel and the dog. He was a collie. And it was creepy because it looked 90% real. It's creepy because it didn't look fully real, but a little too real where I think it was a dog if I was just walking down the street. So now he's upset about the way he's being treated by other dogs. They won't play with him.
That's funny.
Okay.
Because he's a fraud to them.
Right.
They're like, you're not real. Get out of here.
So now he's all butthurt. And he's like, man, they're surprised and they don't treat me as an equal. He says now that the dogs won't play with him because they don't think he's one of them, his goal is to find other people who enjoy dressing up like dogs to play with.
Mm. That's a good
idea.
So that's from Lad Bible. So let's see how you guys feel. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Okay, good. That's one. See, this one. I didn't know if this was a what's wrong with people or if I feel bad for her.
Well, I mean, let's get it straight. I feel bad for the dog person.
I don't.
I do.
You guys know what an atomic wedgie is?
No.
Or a wedgie?
Yeah. It's okay. When they pull the underwear.
Yeah, a wedgie just lifts it up. Right, yeah. Atomic's just really hard and high.
Oh.
So there was a woman, she's in her early 30s. She's suing Disney World after one of the water slides gave her a wedgie so bad that she had to be hospitalized.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Her name is Emma McGinnis. This is from the Daily Beast. She was on a 30th birthday trip with her family. And there's a slide called the Humunga Cowabunga. That sounds fun. That sounds legit. I would run right to the Humunga Cowabunga. Wow. Near the end of the slide, she went airborne and hit the pool in the bottom, I guess, down. Ugh. And it gave her a wedgie, apparently, that damaged some that her in, you know.
Oh.
So she needed surgery.
Oh.
She wants Disney to be more upfront about the risks and maybe ban certain bathing suits that would be wedgie prone.
Huh. The wedgie did all that damage?
What? Like, was
she's
wearing a thong?
$50,000, mental anguish, hospital bills. Here's, so this is where I struggled with this. There's got to be a bit of personal responsibility for things, right? And obviously, I didn't see her go down the slide. And you don't have a lot of people having surgery because of wedgies.
We don't really even know what she's wearing.
She may be the only one
right. That
I've heard of. That is this her? Is this her fault? It sucks because she was her. Is this her fault or is this Disney's fault?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't think it's Disney's fault that her swimsuit went up as high as it did.
Okay. And she's suing.
I know.
So let's just see who responds.
Okay.
What's wrong with people? Oh, just one. Amy, you're not.
You don't think so, Amy?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I need more details. I feel bad that she had to have surgery.
Me too.
I feel bad too. Maybe they just.
But it's the suing.
Pay for that, or you can get your medical bills like paid
but
for.
But should
and
they
move on.
Pay the medical bills if it's in every way they've covered everything?
I don't know. Can we do some research and find out if anybody?
I'm doing no research because
has...
as soon as the segment's over, I'm done with the story forever.
I'm assuming it was a G-string, right?
I'm assuming probably didn't fit right, or she didn't slide right, or
exactly
right.
Not Disney.
If it had
fault.
Happened to like 30 people, I would say it's definitely the
that's where the research comes in.
Cowabunga.
Man, this Humunga Cowabunga, I'm watching the point of view on YouTube right now. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Holy crap. You down in the rocks. You take it to the right. And then that's where I go, cowabunga! And then that's it. You're done.
You
There's no way. There's no way. This is on her. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people? Oh, come on, Amy.
Okay, I'll join in because by her logic, she could like go sue the swimsuit company and be like, your swimsuit rides up.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
Okay, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, what's wrong with people? A 38-year-old woman in Missouri is facing charges after she got into a fight with her husband and then drove almost 5 miles with him clinging to the hood of the car.
Whoa. Wait, so...
A Venta Park woman is charged with assault after she allegedly was driving away from an argument and for traveling several miles with him still in the hood of the car. I got to know how he got there.
Yeah. Like, was he saying, stop?
Yeah. Or did she see him and... St. Louis County prosecutors on Friday charged the 38-year-old Stephanie Boyd with first-degree domestic assault and resisting arrest by fleeing. They set the bond. There's a news report that came out. She allegedly got in the car to leave and drove off with him on the hood. So it does sound like he jumped on the hood.
Sure, but 5 miles, dude.
The investigation showed Boyd drove toward Page Avenue and onto I-170, which she traveled for 4.6 miles with him on the hood.
On a highway?
That's messed up. With him on the hood. During the drive, she passed through a construction zone. An officer saw the vehicle pass near him, and that's why. Can you imagine you're a cop? You're just sitting there with your gun. All right, 78. I'm 81. I don't feel like chasing him. Human on the hood. What the crap?
You do the double take?
What? KMOV. But even after the police got behind her, she wouldn't pull over for another half mile with him on the hood.
Yeah.
So, first of all, this is for her. What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Second of all, dude, why you get on the hood of the car?
Yeah.
But here's what I'm thinking. He started on the hood, like, stop, and then she wouldn't stop, and she kept going for 5 miles. You can't get off the hood.
Don't jump on the hood of the car.
Well, maybe during the construction zone, she had to slow down. He could have hopped off.
Maybe.
Yeah, I give her a full, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
And I give him a, what's wrong with people?
Let go, man.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Get off the hood.
Get off the hood, man. All right, one more. Jerome Mulligan, 41, has been sentenced for threatening to kill his neighbors. So he makes these threats, and they say, boom, you're in trouble. But he won't go to jail. He'll be doing house arrest across from his neighbors.
Oh, that makes some sense. He's going to be there the whole time.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you something. A piece of paper or an ankle bracelet, it doesn't really keep you in the house. It just lets them know if you did get out of the house. After pleading guilty to retaliation against a witness or victim and a misdemeanor charge of terroristic threats, he's set to spend 9 months on house arrest and 5 years on probation. Mulligan and Rupert's family live across the street from each other. One call and you're dead, he said in one incident.
Oh, no. Wow.
So it's just, it's not the house arrest part that bothers me. Our prisons are overrun. Overpopulated, too many people going to jail for things that probably shouldn't. But it's they're putting him right at the scene of the crime. It's like, take it, here's Stanley. If I'm like, Stanley, buddy, you can't eat any more beef. And you're in trouble, you'll have no beef. Now I'm gonna lay this beef in the bowl over on the other side of the room.
Exactly.
But you cannot have it, you're in trouble. You know what he's gonna do?
Oh, I know.
He's gonna go eat the beef.
You turn it into a dog collar, where like electric fence.
But you can't
put that up and zzz.
That'd be cool.
I agree, but human rights.
or you have like a prison guard go by the house and just make sure all the doors are locked.
Tax money.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I feel like
this. So to this guy, I go, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
And to the judge who sentenced him, that I go, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, what's wrong with people?
Yeah,
man?
Just a mild what's wrong
what
with people.
What are we
people?
Doing?
What are we doing here?
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
You ever get like water in your ear or you just something you can't get it out?
Yep.
Well, this woman had this forever. She just couldn't get it. It came out of her ear. Like what? She like shake her ear.
Yeah.
And finally, a spider came out.
No.
Oof. Yeah, they poured peroxide in her ear. No. And then when it did, I guess the spider was like, spider no likey. Spider crawls out of the ear. But that's what it was. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
The two women handled it well. The video has gotten over 50 million views. The spider just crawled in the ear. The ear is a pretty vulnerable place for a spider to crawl into. You're sleeping. The hole's open.
Right. I mean, honestly, it happens more than we think, I'm sure. But then maybe it finds its way out without it. Like it goes in.
I don't know about spiders in the ear, but I'm sure we got stuff going in holes. You know what I mean?
To a spider, that looks like a nice little hole to hang out in.
Right.
It's a cave.
You know what I mean?
It's a motel.
Exactly.
You know, it's not a hotel because you don't go in and check in. You just go right in the door.
Motel.
And
right outside.
The motel. Yeah.
That freaks me out.
I've mentioned it before, but I read the book from the lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis, and he talks about being in like the jungle. They're like camping or something in the jungle, and a bug went in his ear and it really messed him up. And he thought he was like going crazy. And then just finally the bug crawled out and he was good.
Wow.
That's wild.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. The happiest jobs in the world, and they base this on a lot of different things. It's not just people going, are you happy? Yes. But there's a research called Bamboo HR, and they reveal 8 to 1 where it's everything from wages to health to time with family. It's like 31 different factors, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. Industries with the happiest workers in the U.S. Number 8, healthcare. That's just so vague to me. Does that mean doctor? Does it mean pharmaceutical rep? And
nurses,
administration in the hospital.
That one to me is a little too vague. And then are certain doctors happier than others? Like I wouldn't want to be a BH doctor, dealing with a hurt BH. I feel like those are doctors who probably didn't want to do that. But it was like, well, we got some room left in this class. Do you like butts? No.
Right.
Well, but there's 3 seats open. Okay. That's why I took French in college. I wanted to take Spanish, but I got signed up late for the class. So I was like, bonjour.
I feel like it's a toss-up, too. Like, you could have a good day where you're saving lives, and then other days where lives lost. Like, that's going to be heavy.
Oh, I thought you meant BH, like you're saving lives.
Oh,
you're
no. In healthcare, like, the things you have to see are heavy. Yeah.
At 7, education. So we're just going to assign that to teachers, administrators, principals.
How's that happy?
Maybe
kids all day.
Giving back.
Maybe
purpose.
It's just kids. Maybe people just love kids.
Okay.
Like
giving
everybody's kids.
Future.
I don't much like everybody's kids. I like some kids.
I like my kids.
I like some kids. I like you guys' kids. I don't like everybody's kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I don't even start at even. I'm going to be honest with you. If I don't know the kid, I don't have kids, so it's different. Unless they're like 2 or 5 or 17. And
they're weird numbers.
Yeah, well, it's like a 2-year-old's funny to me. Those things, they're hilarious. 5-year-olds are like starting to know life.
Yeah.
And 17-year-olds, like they can like talk about playing ball or where they want to go to college. Like I can relate and talk about that.
And they got low voices.
Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah. So those are always the ages of kids. If I don't know them, I'm like, okay, we're at least starting even. Other ages of kids, I'm out. I mean, we're in the hole. You got to be a really
good start with not liking them.
No, it's negative. Unless they're you guys as kids.
That picture of you posted the other day of you holding your 1-year-old nephew, It was so sweet.
He's awesome.
It's like, but that was the first time I was like seeing you hold this baby where I thought.
Almost stole him.
That could be Bobby being a dad.
Yeah, sure.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying. It was a foreshadowing.
I was just holding the baby. I don't know if it was foreshadowing.
Of something in the future?
The thing is,
I don't like the most comfortable thing I've seen about you.
Oh, yeah. I'm super comfortable with him.
That's what I mean.
But here's the thing about babies that I don't like. They're just too much.
Huh? What do you mean?
You just got to be around them all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't leave them alone.
Yeah. They like poop and pee, and you got to feed them.
Big responsibility.
Well, at least Stanley, I can leave for a couple hours, my bulldog. And with Ella, we can leave the dog door open and she can go outside. If we could do that with a baby, we'd have 8 right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, some people do.
I know.
Number 6, travel and hospitality don't. 5, restaurants, food and beverage. 4, nonprofit. 3, finance. And finance has just got to be rich.
And making money.
I feel like a bunch of people aren't they like in finances and Wall Street and all that.
Are you speaking
like,
English?
I don't want to. This is just. This is just a vibe I've gotten that it's actually very stressful. And they end up not very
but
happy.
But the money but, probably but makes I would them say, happy.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that's like, I got to get my math on today.
Like, yeah. I know a money guy, and he's always fishing.
Always.
He's like, oh, look at this sailfish
I let his money do the work.
Exactly.
Why he's fishing.
Gotcha.
Technology at 2, which is probably like an explorer.
Okay.
And then number 1, construction.
Yeah, I clock in, clock
you
out.
You know what? I agree. I'm envious.
And you're first building of all, something. First
of all, yeah, like you got muscles
start
too.
Start to finish.
First of all, and I'm not talking about the foreman. I've had foremen on jobs that sucked, and they didn't do crap. And they literally just sit there and pointed and told us what to do. But I'm talking about, imagine let's say you're a working foreman. You're lifting bricks. Your biceps are getting cut. And you're lifting with your legs, not your back.
Yeah.
So you your testosterone's just flowing through because your quads are constantly working. Be crushing it. And then you go home, you don't think about it.
Yeah. Like you're really exhausted.
Yeah, but you have a beer and you watch a game, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
You may think like,
and your kid's 17, so it's a good age, so who cares?
Everything's great.
I wish. I don't wish. It would be nice, I feel, at times, if I had a job where I didn't have to think about it all the time. I love my job. It's the best. I love it. It's hard work. It's been a lot of strategy and hard work to get here. I love it. That being said, there are times where I'm like, man, I wonder what... I'm envious of people who can go home and just go, all right, well, let's push work to the side. Because I feel a constant pressure to continue to create or make sure we're all taken care of or make sure... But that'd be cool. Go ahead and load some lumber and call it a day.
You could do that in this job, though. You just...
I know. It's the wire. But I don't think you can be successful in this job by doing that.
Right. Like Lunchbox does it. No email, nothing when he leaves.
Right. But again, like I said.
Like 13 other people writing on their jobs for one person.
Like I said.
Right.
Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it. You guys can hit us up, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. Izzy in Austin, Texas is on the phone. Izzy, thank you for calling the show. What's going on?
Hey, Bobby, I was just listening to the segment, and I wanted to let you guys know that I think a lot of this job happiness has to do with also vacation time. Teachers get about 3 months off, and so they always have more time at home. And I'm a healthcare provider. I'm a family medicine doc here, and we don't get a lot of time off. So I would say mine's probably not number 8, but maybe some specialists who also have more time off or might be a little happier.
The vacation thing does seem pretty legit. Where you get 3 months off. And I bet you teachers go, we don't really get 3 months off. We get like probably a month off and we got to do other little things. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like straight.
Or I would say based on
I play so much PlayStation.
Hey, they may get summer jobs.
I know, but I would say that summer job though is probably in construction and they're double happy.
God, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Well, imagine this. You're flying. It's a long flight. This is a 14-hour flight. And you're just chilling, and the person next to you is asleep. Oh, I guess they're not asleep. They're dead.
Oh, no.
They're dead.
These are terrible.
They're dead.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The 60-year-old was traveling on Qatar Airways. This international flight was found unresponsive. And then the person next to her said she made a weird noise. So the crew went over. I was like, hello? Then they do anything else. And they just...
left it.
Mm-hmm. You just leave it there?
Her.
You can't put her? You can't.
Well, so... okay, so 20 minutes.
In the bathroom or something?
But then people have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, somewhere.
Yeah. You can't leave in the seat next to you.
They tried to move the... quote, limp woman from the seat. Oh, no. They moved her to another section of the plane first where there they allegedly performed CPR and used the defibrillator. An announcement over the public address system was at any doctors here. Another half hour passed and then it was moved back to the row of the
that's the part.
And covered with a blanket back okay. to the back to them.
I realize they have nowhere else.
Where do you put it?
Put her, but...
you can't really drop her down in the luggage. Get in the air.
I saw a coat rack the other day on a plane.
You just shove a body in
can
there?
Can we just get...
Weekend at Bernie's, you just gonna shove a body in there?
What about laying her down by the Coke and stuff? You know, in the back?
By the food?
Where they get
this
ice.
This is not a good place, guys.
No.
You know?
I know. It,
in the back.
It's tough.
Don't they have an extra seat in the cockpit?
Don't they have two... like a shotgun?
Yeah, well, like a jump seat.
Oh,
I think they call it.
Well, what I would think is if I were thinking on the fly and the flight wasn't completely packed, because it could have been, I'd probably move some people from a couple back rows. Sorry, you got to go sit in the middle seat. Oh, no. Well, she did. How do you really like that?
Yeah, get up.
Put her in a back with a blanket and have a couple empty rows. But I don't know they could do that. But there's just no room to do anything.
Full.
You can't take a bathroom up.
No. Well, you do have two bathrooms in
I don't know. Sometimes the toilet just does not work anymore, and they would have to deal with it. So this is one of the things where I think you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad.
Or if you really have to go, you have to go with her looking at you.
For who is on that row?
That's messed up. That's right.
Traumatic.
I don't like that. A plant where robots is being built. Right? Everybody feel good about that?
No.
No. Well, they're making a plant with robots to build plants where they can make robots.
No, this is Terminator, dude. It's not good.
Agility Robotics has revealed plans to construct the world's largest humanoid robot factory.
It's going to take over.
They are.
They have. You guys are acting like we live in the Flintstones age. We live completely with devices. Mm. We don't know anybody's phone number. We don't know how to get places for the most part. You guys are, you're like, oh no, technology is going to, no, it's already got us.
No, I know, but we still control the technology. At one point,
no, you don't.
The robot's going to control the technology.
But you don't. You think you do, but you don't.
Whatever.
They have all your data and information. They're watching you, Big Brother. Or AI is. You think a person is in the airport watching the camera, knowing whose heart rate is up?
Yeah, yeah. They're not doing it, and there isn't a guy watching all that?
It's somebody that will alert it.
Also, Google Maps is like, turn right, and we're like, well, there doesn't seem to be a road here, but I'll turn.
Fall off a cliff.
We listen. Right. We started watching a show about Google Maps, and it starts off, and it's in a court. It's a court case. I think they're in a deposition against each other, and they're like, we're suing Google Maps because they stole our technology. And so it was called like the Billionaire's Club. I don't remember. Stolen Billionaire. I don't know.
Billion Dollar Code.
And their mouth was a little weird, and I said, oh, no. It was German, and they would put the English over it.
Got it off
immediately.
Got it.
Unless they're, like, playing games for death, and they're from South Korea. I'm not watching any sort of...
game?
Yeah. I don't want to watch dubbed over. Yeah. It looked like it'd be good, though. I just don't have the patience.
You wouldn't read the movie? Like, go back and watch it in German?
No. No.
Okay.
I would do English dub and English subtitles. Just because I wonder when they blow raspberries, because I never knew what that was. Blows raspberry.
Or scoffing.
But it's an 8 out of 10. It's a 98% positive Rotten Tomatoes. A group of tech engineers who claim to be the creators of the idea behind Google Earth get involved in a long and legal battle against Google. Wow. I don't know, maybe I'll watch
just
it.
Just listen cool. to it like it's a...
podcast?
Know, audio, yeah. Just listen.
We were watching that show, Circle of something, I don't know, on Max. It's got Claire Danes in it. Mm-mm. And it's about the... kidnapping of the kid.
Ooh, I want to watch that. But do you think of Homeland when you're watching it?
Full Circle is what it's called. Well, yeah, for a while with her.
Okay.
And it's 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I guess it's a limited series. I kept looking for the next episode. And I told my wife, when's the new episode of the Full Circle coming on? And she was like, what are you talking about? The finale was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
What? That was the finale. So she was like, yeah. And then she started explaining it to me. And I was like, we always have that talk, though, before a finale. So the both of us know it's the finale. And so the both of us are prepared and so we both are quiet and we pay attention. Okay, finale, we have the talk. It's finale, phones away, focus.
That sounds fun.
Okay, so I have that talk.
Fun little group thing.
But nobody told me to do that. Yeah. And I didn't know that was the finale. But the show was pretty good. It got better as it went, but I didn't know it was over. Now I do. $2,000 sculptures bought at for $39 at a thrift store. A shopper at a Goodwill store in Alabama bought a flower sculpture for $39.99. And it's just the starting price is $2,000.
Wow.
What's so special about it?
That it costs $2,000.
That's it?
The unique sculpture with rich green patina capture... Patina?
I don't know.
That's captures the Mongolia flower in bloom.
Oh.
Bronze. Longevity of sculpture, whoever this artist is, whatever, but it's up for $2,000 as a starting price.
See, I wonder if some of these people, they know what they're looking for and they're at these thrift stores and they're like, oh, I better get this because I think it's worth something, or if they just get lucky.
Probably that one.
Get lucky?
Yeah, and then they post it and people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this story once about this guy who went to like a secondhand store and he bought a book and he looked in the book and there was a signature in the book.
Here we go.
What's up?
It was woman.
Wait.
No, well, no. I'm protecting identities.
I know your story.
Yeah. And so the dude reaches out to me and says, hey, I got this book. It looks like it was made to you. You wrote the book. And it was a book that, I don't know, maybe I'd signed for Eddie, the big long inscription. Like, hey, you're my best friend. I love you, man. Thank you for everything. Because everybody wanted me to sign a book, give it to him.
It was found where again?
It's a secondhand store. Somebody donated it.
Yeah.
Half-price books,
Eddie donated it.
No, I didn't. My wife did.
Yeah.
My wife threw a bunch of stuff in a pile and took it there.
That was from my heart. I could have given that book to somebody else.
I didn't even know that book was not in my house. And then why call the radio show and rub it in?
Hilarious. I'll never forget it. I was like, send me the picture. And they did. And that was my handwriting.
I just told that story the other day to someone.
And the reaction was,
wow, that's crazy.
Hilarious.
The odds of that happening are nuts.
A lock of George Washington's hair is for sale for $45,000.
How do we know it's his?
And how do we know the people aren't faking letters of authenticity?
Right.
I need a letter of authenticity for the letter of authenticity.
Yeah, what is that?
How do we not get those? Because I can write a letter of authenticity. But I think this is real just by looking at all the things that surround it in the notes. Washington's hair lock is tied up in an oval shape. It's bound by a glass case, which is wrapped in pearls. There's an engraving with GW on the back of the case. The lock was given to the Derby family back in the day, as the Derbys were close with both George and Martha Washington. Washington's hair remained in the Derby family for several generations. It was handed down from son to son, and now it's hitting the open market. And remember, he supposedly didn't wear a wig like many of his contemporaries, so his hair was just dyed
white.
Yeah.
So was that a thing back then to just people you're close to, you give them some of your hair?
Yeah, I like to give you some of mine. but I'm not going to tell you which body part it's coming from, all right? And you keep it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm going to roll the dice.
Would you buy that, though, if you had a lot of money?
No.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
You would?
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That's cool.
I don't get that at all.
One, I think it's a fun conversation piece, but two, I think you could sell it again for more in 10 years.
Okay.
I don't think in 2 years, but 10 years, yeah. A nationwide emergency alert test will hit your phone on Wednesday. If your phone starts going crazy this week, don't be alarmed. It's a test. FEMA will be launching a nationwide emergency alert test this Wednesday. Every cell phone, radio, and TV will blare that familiar warning tone. Don't play it. Don't play any tone.
You do not.
No, it gives me anxiety even talking about this. Because I got fined $1 million by the FCC for something similar. That wasn't my fault. I apologize, everybody. I'm sorry again. The test is scheduled for Wednesday, October 4th. At 2:20 p.m. Eastern, it will last roughly 1 minute.
I wonder if we all turn the volume up all the way up and hold it up in the sky. Do you think you can hear that, like outside? Like everyone's TV, everyone's radio.
I don't think they're riding each other and like getting louder. I don't think they're like coming together like a snowball. I think they're all existing individually. And if you're close enough to it, you'll hear it. But I don't think their powers are combining to make like a Power Ranger. Okay. And they've...
It's not like a stadium where it's like everyone's like just starts cheering. And
well,
you
everybody's
it.
So tightly packed, and then that level gets to a point where these phones, it's not going to be that.
Dang, okay.
At least I don't think so. I
mean, that'd be cool though, try it out.
Maybe if you're in your.
Maybe if you were in a stadium with all the people and you did it at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big Stories.
Right, we have a new episode of our show, Too Much Access. When we've been to a bunch of schools, but we went to the University of Arkansas, tried to learn how to field goal kick from Cam Little. I put on the pads, got some balls that tied in.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was great.
It's fantasy camp. But the video's up at BobbyBones.com, so check it out. Thank you.
Woo pig, baby. Is that right? Did that sound right?
It sounded pretty good.
Woo pig.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer.
Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Let's go over and talk to Jake, who lives in Pittsburgh. Jake, we appreciate you calling. What's up, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, being it's next week and everything from when we talked about it in the past, the pallet that Lunchbox was supposed to get, isn't it funny that he is sick this week?
Yeah. I mean, there's always something with him. When he's supposed to have something done, the wigs aren't in. I got COVID. It's always something.
That's an all-time low, though. I got COVID.
He has COVID.
I'm not saying he doesn't have COVID. I'm just saying anytime something is due, something comes up.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, what happened is we did this bit where we're like, hey, who wants to invest in these dumb things? And Lunchbox goes, we can buy a pallet. And what you do is you spend like $100 and you get a pallet from all the returns on Amazon. You don't even know what's in it. But maybe you open it and you can sell all the stuff for more than $100. And being the morons we are, we're like, we're in. So we give him money. Being the morons that we are. We've not seen a pallet. He didn't know. He was like, what do I do again? You told us you were doing it.
Yeah, because I think he was trying to decide if he's going to do an Amazon pallet or a Target pallet.
But we already said Amazon.
I know.
So Scuba, does he get like a voucher for a free week?
No, not at all, because the due date was Tuesday. It's several days to still do it and line it up.
We'll call him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think he's probably asleep now if he really has COVID.
Yeah.
We talked to him earlier, but that's a great point, Jake. It's a frustrating point, not that he's sick, but that it always happens that when something is due, something is up with him. So appreciate that, Jake.
Yep. No problem. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, you too, buddy. See you later. Brittany in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on the Bobby Bone Show. Brittany, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just following up with Eddie. I actually called last week when he was talking about having a dental student do his cavity filling.
Yeah.
And I was against it, but I think he'll be fine. So I just was wondering what the status was on that.
You going to dental school?
This is amazing. So I got an email from a dentist in town that says, hey, I heard you on the radio. Don't go to that school. I'll do it for free.
Wait.
Okay.
What? You can't do that, right?
What do you mean? What?
I don't know.
What's the problem?
I guess as long as you don't say I can give you a shout out for, because that would be illegal.
Yeah. No shout out.
You can do it on social media on your own property, but you can't do it on, because that would be like plug-ola type stuff.
We Well, I don't think the dentist has a song or anything.
No, but...
Maybe.
But if he does, you never know this town. I don't know the
rule. I'm a songwriter too, man. Check this out.
So, what you're going to go and just...
Well, I scheduled an appointment, so that's the first thing, and they're going to see what they can do. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty amazing. Because I was a little worried about the school. You know, I mean, these are just students. No, they're just learning.
It just sets a bad precedent. Because even though he's not here today...
I know, that's kind of why I'm talking about it.
Oh, you're waiting until he's out.
That's the kind of
crap he tries to do all the time.
Right.
Ray does it too.
I don't get specifically what you're talking about.
Where you get free stuff.
I mean, yeah, Amy, I had those pills that Amy brought them up. I'm not the first one that started to say that.
I don't even know what he's talking about with pills.
I paid money for some pills, mm-hmm. Undo the Booze, that Ray has a code for.
But I was talking more like, it doesn't matter because I don't want to get you in trouble.
Okay.
Even with your wife or with the law, you know?
Either one, bad.
Yeah, both are bad. Just let us know when your tooth's fixed, Eddie.
I will, dude. I will.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Nick in Ohio. Nick, you are on the show. What's going on, my friend?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just calling to see if we could get the Tuesday song, if it is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. If you request it, that's the only time we do it, but let's give it a rip here. All right, the song's... Because every other day, he's got a song. It's Friday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday. Monday,
Everybody
has a... But Tuesday doesn't have a song. I feel like Tuesday is so underappreciated. I feel like Tuesday doesn't get the respect it deserves. I feel like Tuesday, it's actually the best day, so this is why we do the Tuesday song. The best day of the week. You all know it's my time, so I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes. Super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday. This is how I do mine. The sun comes up. There's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning and every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on. It's time to head to the Y. Tuesday. HOA Tuesday. Housewife's going booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Hey, it's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yep, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all. But I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call. My after work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water, adding me some cayenne. Pebbles at Bam Bam. I'm watching C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with a Coney in each hand. I'm singing Tuesday. HOA Tuesday. Housewives gone booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Yep. Tuesday. Brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
I go to Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Tuesday. Thank you.
It's so funny. My friend just texted me that she's at the dentist and they're listening to us.
Oh.
The dentist is. I don't know who the dentist Eddie's going to.
Yeah, maybe get two appointments. You know what I'm saying? See which one's better.
One of them ends up giving you money to work on your tooth.
That'd be cool.
Yes. Bailey Zimmerman, Religiously, is a song. I love it. The song's a jam. When I hear it, I can't stop singing it.
That's so good.
I want to go back down. In the cinema club, we drew Amy, and her movie was Pretty Woman.
Yes, it was.
I think I've seen parts of Pretty Woman, and I think I've seen all of Pretty Woman in my lifetime. But I don't know that I've ever sat down and watched the whole thing. And it's been a while, but I'm telling you, and it's late in the show, and we're still going to be gentle-ish with our language.
Sure.
When she brings out all the colors.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was candy.
I know. I get it. I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Like, I actually felt sad for her and the
character.
So did Richard Gere.
I know, but it hit different.
For sure. Watching it older, it hits way different.
It hits way different. It's not as fun.
Amy, the whole time I'm thinking, I'm shocked that Amy watched this as a... How old were you when you first watched this?
I was 9.
That's crazy.
And I thought, yes, pick a color, any color. I thought it was candy.
It wasn't. It was...
Protection.
Yeah. There was a sense of sad.
Yeah.
I was just sad watching it. They made it a good movie.
Yeah.
But I was just sad watching it. And I just kept thinking about how many people are forced into that.
Oh, yeah.
Or how many people make a decision to do that because it's like one of their only options. Or there's some people who are just like, I just want to do it. But I feel like most don't do that. Oh, I'll be honest with you. It felt pretty dark.
Yeah.
It's still funny at times. I like George Costanza.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome.
I forgot he's in the movie. George Costanza's in the movie.
Stucky.
Yeah, whatever his name is. So here's some things that people wrote. They don't make rom-coms like they used to. Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, this is from somebody here, have unmatched chemistry. I also never really found Julia Roberts attractive until now. 4 out of 5 hotel keys.
Ray?
Ray?
Nope.
Scuba? No. Mike?
That's me.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Movie Mike?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought, because I don't really like rom-coms, but it has an entirely different feel to it, and it had been a while since I'd seen it.
She was a sex worker, and I felt bad.
You got to suspend belief a little bit. It's a rom-com.
Man.
You don't watch a superhero movie thinking, all this stuff could
happen. Sorry for the suit. But that felt so, that was real life scenarios, except for not the big one that's not that real. I don't know, maybe it has happened before.
Maybe.
I get it, and it's fun. There were times where I would just forget I was feeling sad, and I'd be like, this. I'd be like, oh, yeah. Love the movie, seen it multiple times. 5 out of 5 tall boots. Is that you?
No. No, I think that's me.
Tall boots.
Yeah. I don't think I
I'm the only one that wasn't affected in a positive way. I feel bad then. I'm sorry to bring you guys' movie down. Sorry your guys' Celebration of Life movie was a good experience for you guys. Here's one, 3.5 tricks out of 5. Who is this?
Tricks.
A very one-dimensional film. So slow it could have finished in an hour. There were some cute parts, the silverware, the dress shopping, the watching movies on the floor. 3.5 tricks out of 5.
Ray.
That's a funny rate. I mean, that one?
That's me. And honestly, the rating maybe doesn't show it, but I really would watch it again. So I've never seen it before. So props to Amy on that.
Here's one. 5 out of 5 prostitutes that find Prince Charming.
Okay.
Oh, that was me.
Oh. Well.
You?
They find Prince Charming.
3 out of 5 necklaces. Julie Roberts is awesome, but I forgot how unrealistic the movie was. I guess it doesn't hit as good as it did in 1990. Is that you, Eddie?
That's me. Come on. It's so unrealistic.
Pretty Woman was a pretty darn good movie. Great forgotten classic. I give it 4.5 out of $500 bills. Oh. Julia Roberts is amazing in any movie she's in. I like the storyline, but it's super unrealistic. I've seen Pretty Woman several times, and I can never make it through the whole movie. 3.5 out of 5.
Scuba.
Scuba?
No, that was the last one.
Oh, yeah.
That was mine.
Abby?
Yeah, that was mine.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know why I can't ever really get into it. And yeah, I just know it would never happen in real life.
Exactly. I bet you something similar has happened.
No chance. 0%. No.
Oh, I think it probably has. Yeah. Maybe not the same storyline, but I bet you that people have fallen in love with their women, men, women fall in love with their escorts they pay for. Of course. Easy. Oh, I bet it happens all the time.
Right. Listen, I know
that story specifically.
Yes.
With those... Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It is an odd movie. And to Eddie's point, back when I saw it when I was 9, my parents were going, it's probably honestly one of the last things I did with my parents before they got separated, because I was about 8, 9 years old and it came out. And I know that my parents had plans to go and the sitter canceled for some reason. So they ended up just taking me. And I remember being in the theater and my dad, like, just covering my face. Like, so it's probably something early on. And then we bought the VHS tape and we would watch it at home. And then my friend Jill and I would get dressed up and walk down the street.
Like her?
On Pinehurst Drive.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Listen,
man.
I don't know that our
parents
really...
You would cosplay as prostitutes as kids?
That's crazy. I don't know. But we didn't know that's what it was. You have to understand, we didn't know. Like, we didn't know.
I hear
know.
You, but did your
I don't think they... I don't know what they thought we were doing.
Neighbors didn't see you walking the streets like that?
We weren't.
Hey, big boy. Swing their necklace. Hey, big boy.
I'd have to... The only person...
Amy, it's Pastor Jim, okay?
The only person that's alive that would remember that would be Jill's mom, and I'd have to ask her what in the heck they were thinking. Why did we do that, and what did other neighbors think?
Why did she have to be a prostitute again? She was having to... I forget why she had to be a prostitute at the beginning.
Did they say that?
Well, she had to pay rent. And then she went and friend Kit.
Yeah. Why am I not remembering this clearly?
I mean, she dropped out of high school.
But I'm saying, though, there wasn't like somebody dying or something.
I don't think
that.
No.
Okay. No, but
that's what I would have. Okay, but that's what I preferred. Like, she really had to do
it. Like, she was forced into it.
Yeah, but not like.
No, 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 but like, had to do it. No other choice.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they ever said that.
But you know, but I feel like she had to do it because she had to pay money for rent. I guess for me, it would have been if she'd have been like, I want to do it.
No.
For my own choosing. Mm-hmm. And I'd been like, good for you. Empowerment. Mm-hmm. But when anybody like feels like they have to do something, I always feel bad.
Yeah. It is kind of sad.
It's such a touchy issue now because of like illegal sex trade. I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it. I just didn't enjoy it.
You could remake that with like more realistic.
But what would you do to make it... what would they be? A, I'm thinking what profession?
Well, I mean, first of all, the ones that end up getting married to the guys are the ones that are in these like high class.
Yeah, but sports. I'm talking about how would you remake it? What profession would you make her now?
It wouldn't be the same?
No.
Sugar baby.
Oh, there like an go. App, a sugar baby app.
Yeah. Okay, that's better.
Yeah. I guess my heart's just a little too sensitive for that movie.
Mm. That's a good point. I don't know. Something about
it. You guys walk down the street.
It's from my... Listen.
That's crazy, Amy.
I'm going to call Jill's mom and I'm going to ask her what the heck was wrong with y'all.
Well, thank you, Amy, for suggesting the movie. It is a good movie.
Yeah, I think it's just something nostalgic for me.
I agree.
From my childhood and to your point now, probably watching it back, yeah, there is...
I should suspend disbelief just like Iron Man.
Yes.
Superhero movie.
And obviously there's people in tough situations like that that do not want to be there and you don't want to make it seem like pretty glamorized type thing. Yeah.
Well, that's showbiz, baby.
Hey.
Literally, because what happens then can't always happen now.
That's right.
And we learn.
So do we need to draw another movie?
Not right now, because I need some time.
We need to decompress.
Well, it's like I'm traveling. It's hard for me to watch movies every... All the time.
I should have done Steel Magnolias, the other Julia
Roberts. I've never seen
movie.
That one. I'll watch that one.
We'll put her, that can be here.
I'll put her back in.
I like it.
Because Dolly's in that too.
Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Lunchbox is sick. Eddie is in with the Bonehead.
There's a guy in Virginia. He's going to the airport, the Reagan National Airport, and he goes to TSA, the security. Beep, 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 beep. The bag goes off. Is this your bag, sir? Yep. Look through it. He's got a loaded gun, a .22 caliber pistol.
Crazy.
And they say, what's this all about? Oh, sir, that's my wife packed my bag. I have no idea what that
hilarious.
Is.
Hilarious. He throws her under.
Dang.
Wow.
Blames it on his wife, who's not there, obviously.
Of course. Is he even married, though?
Who knows?
That would be hilarious, too. But she can't get in trouble.
And she's not there.
Right. I mean, no, but I'm saying even, what are they going to say? Oh, it's a good point. Go ahead and go on through. They didn't do that, right?
No, they did not. No.
You don't always arrest a person.
That I don't know.
Because sometimes they just can make a judgment call and take the gun.
Well, I would look heavily into this
And then
person.
They would take you into a room and question you.
Right.
Is there when Shay from Dan and Shay had a gun?
Yeah.
A gun?
Did he get arrested?
I think they put him in a room.
Just kind of holding cell or something?
And then he sang to them and they were like, okay, that's
fine. I didn't mean to.
Save me the trouble, baby. La, 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 la.
Yeah, he probably forgot it was in there.
What's crazy is that the airport says they have confiscated 28 firearms this year.
Yes, and loaded's probably even different. Because let's say you have a gun and it's in a case and it's not loaded. You can't do that anyway in a carry-on. But Scotty McCreery was busted for carrying a loaded gun through the airport.
Man, who all these country artists.
Okay, I have a theory now. Maybe his wife did pack his bag and she was hoping he would get arrested.
Amy went dark.
She's like, this will keep him away from me for a little bit.
Everybody check your bags, okay?
Yeah.
We don't know if he went to jail.
Don't know if he went to jail or not.
All right, thank you.
That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Walking over to the COVID mic is Mike D.
That's what we call it now. I like that.
Lunchbox is always sick with something.
Well, but I think if we were to tally who's had COVID the most.
Him and every other disease.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
TV.
He's just always sick with something.
It feels gross here.
Yeah, so Mike's on the COVID mic. Mike, what is your question for us?
How often do you change the lock screen on your phone?
Interesting.
Because?
I've had the same one for 2 years at the wedding photo, but I wonder, should I change it?
The answer for you is no, if you like it. I have a couple reasons I change mine. If I have some sort of new agenda or goal, I'll put it up. But sometimes it's on top of the same picture. But sometimes I'll just get a picture of like my wife. I'm like, oh, that I really like that one. So I put it up. So probably That's for me sweet. Every 3 months or so. But for a while, I had it on some setting where it would just pick a picture randomly. And I don't know what happened. And I looked at my phone and Eddie was my screensaver.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, that maybe is what happened to me because
I was on your screensaver too?
Yeah, you're on both of ours. We love you.
But my dog that passed away 5 years ago has ended up my screensaver.
That's a sign, Amy.
What is it? It's a sign.
I know you think everything's a sign. I don't know.
Like the dog saying
this
hi.
This was what Eddie was on my phone. This was Eddie on my screensaver.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Just him sitting in a chair, random. Zoomed in, and I was like, why is Eddie?
I would definitely think if I was sitting next to you and I saw that, I'd be like, oh, his boyfriend. That's cute.
And it kind of is like that.
Yeah, kind of.
I say every 3 months or so, but whenever I feel, if I just get a new picture, then I'm like, I like that one. My wife changes it more than I do, probably every few weeks or so.
Is that like the picture in your wallet of today?
Yeah, probably.
Picture in your wallet or pictures in your phone.
Or picture on your dash.
The picture on the front of your phone is like, yeah, like high school when you had your girlfriend on that.
Yeah.
But I never had a girlfriend. I just saw other guys that had girlfriends there.
Man, I wanted to have a girlfriend there. So I'm going to go every 3 months. You, on average?
Yeah, so if my daughter updates it to something or I accidentally update it to my dog that died.
I've never, ever had anything
you
on my phone.
You still have generic?
Generic, dude. Why would I have anything on my phone?
Just for fun.
No.
Like, what? I got my wife at the movies.
My phone's not fun. It's just like, there it is. It's just whatever
comes
to
the phone.
You
need to have more fun, man. You live life. Less stress, more life, Ray, or what?
Yeah, that's it.
What do you have on yours?
I got Charleston. I went there for Thanksgiving, so a year.
Morgan?
It's me and my dog, Remy.
How often do you change it?
I probably change it every time I get a new photo that I like. Like, this just changed after vacation when we had that cute photo together. But besides that...
So, kind of like me, if a picture's like, I'd like to look at it more than once.
Yeah, like if it's a really good photo, I'm like, ooh, I like that for my backdrop.
You have to change yours. Don't feel guilty.
Well, you've encouraged me, though, to be more intentional about it because it could be more fun.
Hey, I have a saying, less life, more stress. Wait, what is it?
Less stress, more life.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Yeah. So is Ray.
My saying is less life, more stress.
I'm going through my photos and I just found one.
Photos? Are you in lovely old England?
I just found one that Caitlin and I took of you while you were sleeping on the plane.
What?
Do you see?
That shouldn't be allowed.
Blame your wife.
How is my mouth open that wide?
Well, yeah,
you do that all the time.
And I have a huge thing of gum because I eat a whole pack of gum at a time. All right, well, thanks for sharing that. Put that on your screensaver there. That's it. We'll see you guys. Have a great day. Goodbye. Bobby Bone, come on. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.